Pennsylvania is the latest state to debate whether to provide a rescue package to its nuclear power industry. Two bills are under consideration in the state House and Senate. But as State Impact Pennsylvania's Marie Cusick reports, the state's unique history and current energy landscape make subsidies a tougher sell here.
Other states, including New Jersey, New York, Illinois, and Connecticut, have recently approved billions of dollars in subsidies to keep their nuclear plants open. But Pennsylvania's different. It's got a powerful natural gas industry that's in direct competition with nuclear plants, and it has the legacy of Three Mile Island. The partial meltdown caused tens of thousands of people to evacuate central Pennsylvania in 1979. Representative Donna Bullock, a Philadelphia Democrat, says she's still undecided on the bailout bill. Both the House and Senate measures would cost the state's electric customers about $500 million annually.
That's a little hard for me to swallow, to spend this amount of money and not have any advances when it comes to cleaner energy, not have any advances when it comes to more affordable energy.
Exelon, which owns Three Mile Island's Unit 1 reactor, says the state needs to pass legislation by June 1st or it will move ahead with its plans to retire the plant early in September. Marie Cusick, State Impact Pennsylvania.